Warrior Sound on the scene at TPC Stonebray in Hayward as the Ellie Mae Classic is a big part of a summer for the Warriors. We're seeing Stephen Curry in a variety of settings on the golf course in China and bringing goodwill everywhere around the world and making it a lot of fun for folks that enjoy his golf game, his basketball game, and so much more. But the Warriors out in full force at a variety of places. You're seeing Klay Thompson with a ceremonial first pitch at a Giants-A's game at the Coliseum. And this is a new version of RC's Roundup as RC Davis here joins us to talk about a conversation you had with Klay at the Coliseum.
And Klay's not just some guy who's a professional athlete who can also throw a baseball. This guy played baseball at a pretty high level. His brother is in the majors with the Dodgers. He told me earlier that day in passing in the hallway that he was going to try to get up to 90. I had my doubts. He got around 75, 76, and here was our conversation up in his suite at the Coliseum afterwards. So you're a big A's fan. It wouldn't matter if you were throwing out the first pitch or not. If you're in town and you're here, you'd probably be here.
Yeah, I love coming to the Battle of the Bay. It's a lot of fun. Look at the support. It's a beautiful day for baseball, and yeah, I got to, you know, support the local teams.
A lot of people know that you like to play baseball. Obviously, your brother plays Trace for the Dodgers, but you played Little League with Kevin Love, and you love baseball.
Little League with Kevin Love and Jack Ward, and okay. I thoroughly enjoy baseball, and it's a beautiful sport, long season, and it's just, you know, especially on a beautiful day like this, man, it's just so fun to come to the park, get a hot dog, make some nachos. Stuff you really can't eat during the season, so I like to let loose a little bit.
I know you're waiting on your nachos. Are you counting the minutes right now?
I'm starving. I want those jalapenos. I want my cheese, my nachos, and I want it all.
I saw you earlier today. I said, Klay, good luck tonight. And I said, are you going to bring it? And you go, yeah, I'm going to throw like 90, RC. What happened?
90 minus 15, so 75. Right. Still pretty solid.
You're happy with your performance?
Very happy. I didn't soft toss, and I gunned that thing. There was no Kaepernick, but it was pretty close.
During Team USA.
The best first pitch ever by a Warrior.
Really?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else who could.
Well, that's not hard to do.
It's not at all. Saw Draymond's pitch, Kevin's pitch, nasty. Steph might be able to toss it pretty good, though. He played baseball, so he might be solid.
Well, you played baseball, too. How much do you love the game? Like, when you're at home, will you ever, like, pop on MLB.TV or anything?
Yeah, I enjoy watching, but I really pay attention to the playoffs because the playoffs are so intense. Every pitch so huge, and the fandom during the playoffs is crazy. I mean, last year's World Series was pretty amazing to watch.
How was your summer? We all saw the failed 360 dunk that then Steph trolled you on. You got to have fun with this stuff, right?
Yeah, Steph's mean, man. That was mean. I'm just kidding.
Would you have done the same?
Oh, no doubt.
Exactly.
I would have killed him. But summer's going by fast, man. That's what happens when you go to three straight finals. But just enjoying every day, coming to games like this and just trying to relax before another nine-month grind.
It's only a few weeks away, so relax, right?
Don't even say that.
Don't even say it?
It's
months away. I'm sorry.
Months away, you know. But I'm excited for the season. We got a title defend, and it's going to be a great year again. I promise you.
So Klay at the ballpark and Stephen at the web.com tours, Ellie Mae Classic at TPC Stonebray in Hayward. Just some of the highlights of the summer. And another highlight, a new Warriors forward that's entering the fray here from the University of Oregon. We saw him at NBA Summer League in Las Vegas, the Thomas & Mack Center, RC. And Jordan Bell has a lot to offer this team.
A lot to offer. People call him Baby Draymond. He's from Oregon. He had a game this summer where he had 11 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 5 steals, and 4 rebounds, and 4 blocks. He just fills up the stat sheet, and he's ready to go.
And you hear from him in a variety of places as the summer has unfolded, one of the places being Howard Beck's podcast, The Full 48. He interviewed Jordan there in Las Vegas. And RC, when Jordan was brought to Warriors headquarters just after the draft, had this opportunity to talk with the new Warriors rookie.
What's it feel like to be a Warrior?
It feels great to be a Warrior. Walking in and seeing my name played on the locker and then pulling out the jersey with my name on it, like, it feels amazing. My dream's coming true. Like, it feels surreal to me right now. Like, I can't stop, since last night, I haven't been able to stop smiling. I'm excited for it.
You mentioned your locker. You're going to be next to Draymond.
Yeah, they've Draymond and Sean Livingston, yeah.
Yeah, they've compared your games to each other. he called you and FaceTimed you right away, you know, telling you, hey, it's celebrate this, but then it's going to it's time to get to work.
Definitely time. That's exactly what he said. He was like, enjoy tonight. Obviously, this only happens one time in your life, but like right after that, like you know our mission here. Like, we're trying to get rings. We're trying to win championships. I'm ready for it. Yeah.
Whose game did you emulate as a kid? Doesn't have to be a post player. Yeah, like, yeah. Whose game were you like, if this guy was on TV, you were watching?
Probably LeBron. I just love the way. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite player of all time. Second favorite player of all time, but. Just the way he plays, and I just love players who do everything. Like, he passes, he can score, he rebounds, like block shots, steal. Like, he just does it all, and I just love players like that.
You like two-way players. There's a couple on this team: Andre, Clay, Draymond.
Definitely.
Ron Adams is going to be very happy to have you here. You're defensive-minded. You get a lot of block shots, but also you get a lot of steals for a big guy. Yeah. You get out in the passing lane.
Yeah. I try to just be the energy guy, like doing whatever I can, like by. If I see the point guard making lazy passes, I might wait a couple times, and then sag off a little bit more just to make him throw it even lazy, and I just try to shoot the gaps.
Is that maybe your football background?
I would think that's just the IQ of basketball, like just like trying to learn the game, like paying attention to little things like that. It's like when I can time a steal like that, like that's like I get a high off that, like it feels good, like. Like, my IQ, like I'm, like, learning, like, every single time. So, getting steals, definitely just an energy guy, just doing little things for the team.
You mentioned at Oregon you guys were a family.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen everywhere. What you'll find here is that these guys are, like, a family, and that certainly doesn't happen at the NBA level.
Exactly. Exactly at the NBA level, like obviously this is, like, your job now. So people are, like, fighting for their paycheck every time, like, you're trying to take somebody's job. So
a lot of teams, it's 12 separate corporations.
Exactly, right, exactly. And, like, when I went to, like, work out for other teams, like, that's exactly what was going on. Like, you tell people weren't, like, cool and, like, friends like that. Like, they were, hey, what's up, bro? You know, and just walk away. I'm like, but us, like, at Oregon, like, hey, what's up, bro? What's up, grandpa? Now you see that girl last time? Like, whatever. And then, like, you can tell with, like, just watching on TV, like, these people, like, they actually, like each other. Like, you can tell, like, they're friends off the court. Like, they're really cool and they have that good bond. I think that definitely helps on the court stuff.
So we saw Jordan Bell in action in Las Vegas, and also in Las Vegas, I saw you get some FaceTime on ESPN interviewing Stephon Marbury.
I had a lot of friends call me and say, hey, I was just on NBA TV and saw Dennis Scott on the screen talking to Marbury, and then you were there talking to Starbury. Look, Marbury is the man. He had a great NBA career, averaging 20 and 10. Then he goes over to China and becomes almost a god. They created a statue for him over there, multiple MVPs, and I thought with the Warriors playing the T-Wolves this preseason, who better to talk to than Starbury himself?
You know, he's there, and not only that, RC, a musical for Stephon Marbury, and he's the center of attention, and in his own musical, it's like as if he is Alexander Hamilton in Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton, but it's Stephon Marbury. It's the Marbury musical. Very impressive stuff. Warriors, Timberwolves will be playing in the NBA Global Games in Shenzhen on October 5th and then in Shanghai on October 8th. And all of this brings a discussion about China with Starbury.
So obviously no one knows more about China than you. You got your own statue over there. What can the Warriors expect when they go over there? I mean, the game's so global now.
They're going to be embraced like no other. You know, the champs going to play in a basketball country, you know, where, you know, you have so many, you know, people who love the NBA, who just love basketball. And, you know, with Steph playing the way how he's playing, him and Durant, with the whole team, you know, they're being looked upon as, you know, the global team.
Right.
You know, so it's good for you guys and the energy that you guys have created globally and domestically.
Clay's shoe has done well over there. You can speak for that with your Starburys. Doing great over there.
Yeah, he's doing well. You know, I watched a couple of videos over there. He was being himself.
Except for that dunk.
It happens.
So again, hearing from Stephon Marbury at NBA Summer League in Las Vegas as the Warriors participated there. Just one of the themes from this summer, RC. Good summer all around.
this summer's been fantastic. Right after the finals, then came the draft. We get Jordan Bell. Then was Summer League, a 2-4 record, but lots of signs from McCall, Damian Jones, Kevon Looney, Jordan Bell. Now it's August. Now it's time to get ready for China and the preseason.
Yes, China again. Warriors, Timberwolves, and Shenzhen on October 5th in a contest. And then October 8th, they will play in Shanghai. Busy summer, great stuff. And we come to you from the web.com tours, Ellie Mae Classic at TPC Stonebray. Just one of the many stops this summer, full of excitement for the Warriors. The Warriors Community Foundation, big part of this thing too, and all Warriors fans, not just around the Bay Area, but around the world. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.